Quickly, people ask me, do I have to believe that Adam and Eve were real people and the only two people on the face of the planet? I say not no to that second one. We know that Adam and Eve's kids married people from outside the tribe, so the Bible doesn't require you to believe that they were the only two people there. But I do think you have to believe that they're real people because Jesus does, and because he sees himself as undoing the work that Adam did. So look, the first temptation of Adam, the temptation of the first Adam ends with Adam rejecting God's word and living for himself. But the second Adam comes along. And when faced with temptation, remember, he walks out into the desert to do battle with Satan again. He submits to God's word and triumphs. We confess our faith and our security and our joy not in the first Adam, not in our flesh, not in our creation, but in the second Adam, Christ himself, who lived not with pride, but with humility. Saints of God, in whom do you believe? I believe in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and has bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And you may be seated.
Continuing in that vein, how do we find life, you know, apart from our pride? Adam and Eve tried to do it with pride, and you'll remember that in the beginning of the story, it says that she saw that the fruit was a delight to, and was desirable to make one wise, and she took and ate it, right? And Jesus himself in Matthew 26 says that life is not found in your taking and your eating by yourself. Normally, I give you the words of institution from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, but I think it's helpful to do it from Matthew 26 today, where Jesus himself says this. Hear the words of institution as found in Matthew's gospel. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, I will provide it for you." And he took a cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Take and eat. If you're a Christian this morning, not a Presbyterian or anything else, not a perfect person, not one deserving a blessing, but if you are a repentant sinner who needs Jesus, then come, take and eat of his blessing. If pride is foreign language for you, if the goal is as much pride as possible, please don't come forward. Please don't. Instead, reflect on this question. How are you going to maintain peace in your life if everybody is agog? How's it going to happen? Where is life going to be found in a way that is not competitive for you? Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, would you humble us, and yet would you feed us? We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for his broken body, his blood outpoured, for the blessings of participation in your covenant. We ask that you would send us out from this place because of this meal, more conscious of our own failings, but more than that, singing hosannas, rejoicing in those things which remind us of our humility. As together we proclaim the mystery of the faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. I'll serve musicians first, and any may come. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you, Harrison. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Thank you. Christ burn a few of us. Body of Christ burn a few. Stand with me. The blood of our Christ poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanks be to God. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
We were wandering in the desert, with our souls so starved and weak. We were hungry for a homeland we did not know how to seek. We lifted up our voices to the only one who hears, and the God of mercy came and brought us. We're locked out of the garden, and our backs bent down with pain. In the shadow of death's darkness, we were slaves to sin and blame. And we cried out in our labor to be
Receive the Lord's benediction. The hardest thing to do as an American is to stretch out empty hands. We're going to do it every week. If you would extend your empty hands and receive the blessing of God. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
Cleared up nicely.
In good form today, sir.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
In my humble opinion.
In your humble. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Thank you, man. Yeah, good to see you. You broke my streak. I was 100% on names until you got there, and I was like, is it Gage or Henry? I don't want to screw this up. So I just shut down.
I was like, maybe.
And then I screwed up the next, like, six
everyone's
people.
Name. Like every time he's like,
I was nailing like, everybody yeah. until you and you yeah. ruined it. Ruined it.
Where's the offering plate?
The opera, not in my pocket. It's in the office. There's a little safe on top of the filing cabinet. So. Hey, okay, remind me your names again. Kendrick, I met at the front awkwardly. You guys are what?
Sydney.
Sydney, that's right. I'm going to remember that in the future because my sister's name is
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, cool. Okay, you guys are you up on the
room? Yeah.
Nice, okay. I'll pray for your soul.
You know,
thank
you. What?
Nate, you great over here.
So, cool, man. Hey, so I'm going to Cancun this week and I'm going to get packed up right now. You're supposed to be happy for me.
But if y'all are here next week, we'd love to have you over for lunch. I don't know if you got plans or whatever else. It's a long way away, so I'm not going to ask for your commitment. Maybe, Kendra, can I just get your number?
Yeah.
And then I'll be texting you this week to confirm. Nate obviously invited as well. Like,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
Maybe I can just get a number from you of, like, who people are going to be. If you want to.
And then I can text you.
Please do. Be able to remember that. Soren, that's close enough, right?
Yeah.
I know, man. We got close today. I was giving Nate these things.
Yeah, Soren, just shoot me a text and we'll put something together.
So, yep. Thank you.
I miss having college for something else.
So, yeah, because you were the old RU.
I was Camp Fisher before Martin. Yeah. Martin, I was the beta version. Martin is the upgrade, I guess. We'll let him think he is, anyway. Yeah, it was. Man, we stepped in there all the time. But, it just got harder when plant the church and everything else. Have less time to do that sort of thing. But we're going to make it happen next week. So.
Well, yeah. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, glad y'all are here. Yeah, for sure. Nice to meet you, Didi. Yeah, boy.
This blank week, I picked horrible people.
You noticed that you beat me about 1 point last week.
I thought I had lost it, and then the bonus points are really.
I feel like I'm playing really well and losing every game.
I don't think
I've never struggled
great,
this hard in fantasy.
This week has annoyed me.
Hey, no group, obviously, this week. I'll be gone.
Oh, okay.
No group. I'll send out a text.
Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah.
What is the front cover of the
fight? Anonymous Bosch, Seven Deadly Sins.
Is it what? It says 2022 on the poster.
Well, that's probably where the picture of it was taken that we used on
see.
The front.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's not AI generated.
I don't know. You know, it's an interesting question now. That would actually have been a better Easter egg if I had just generated the seven deadly sins. I'm going to do this for next week. Yeah. Update seven deadly sins in the style of modern sins in style of. Okay. Hey, send me some options. Send me some options. You do this and send me some options.
Oh, dear.
Okay?
Because he
finals
week.
You will. It's ChatGPT. You don't have to do anything. You just type something in
images.
And then spit it out. Well, I mean, but what is the thing?
I'm trying to use my AI generate credits to generate album art.
Okay, sure. Nice. Yeah. There's plenty of it. That's exactly what that sort of thing is for. So
it's not working.
Children with the kneeling pads, bring them back over here and put them where they go. And stop feeding each other with them. That's one way of enforcing humility, I guess.
Have fun next week.
We'll do. You too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. When do y'all get back?
The following Wednesday.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe Thursday. Back tomorrow Wednesday.
All right.
It'll be fun.
All right. We'll make both happen when we get back.
We'll try not to come back scorched. Although her
lobster.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta be out there for 30 minutes to get my
base. I bet you guys both get scores pretty good.
Yeah.
You tan?
Yeah. Right.
You'll tan? Okay.
Yeah. So, one or two you're a Scotch
Irish.
Right.
Enjoy the service. Thanks for coming. Good. Okay. Well, that makes one of us.
Yeah. We're grabbing your food. Emma just gave us the margin.
Do you have a beer order as well?
What you want?
Italian.
Yeah, it's always fun. I'm back of Miller Lite or PBR or something cheap for the boat. Miller Lite, back of the you want
okay.
12 up.
12, okay.
See there? We're on vacation, man. It begins now. It might have began a little bit yesterday. But definitely. You're right.
Your digital savage.
No, it's
going to
be
Friday.
Where are
you going? Atlanta, we're
going to
be at
like
that
hotel. You guys are supposed to
stay. You know that one?
Be careful. Yeah, so here's what I'm saying. If you don't get you guys sick, and y'all are throwing up out there, it's going to be hilarious.
Huh? I'm not going anywhere near you.
Have you been near Scott and Katie was here doing yesterday?
I know, Rachel told me, she's like, oh, it's the whole thing.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
So far, the Missilers have avoided the CTK plague.
This is the only rumor of it that I'm hearing right now, so hopefully we keep it contained.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time to leave the country.
Yeah.
Right.
Bring it this one.
Ha!
wherever we go, there we are. Some mummy. He's like, oh god.
Amazing.
Well, we'll miss you guys. No, we'll be caught up by
the end.
Yeah, let's be ready to go for next Sunday.
Stay away from all centuries.
Well, fortunately, I've been with one or both of them for the last three hours.
We'll see.
She didn't feel it. She's like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, we can, like.
But I definitely used hand sanitizer about 400 times in the last 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're looking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hazel wanted to sit in my lap to read a story. I'm like, why don't you sit in front of me?
Not going to happen. We haven't got buses so far.
Let it ride. I don't care.
Cancun.
What is it like? Anybody can reach out to you anyway.
Huh?
Cell phone probably won't work there.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, but I'll keep. Maybe I just won't save my computer.
Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, I bet they have Wi-Fi, so it'd probably work over the Wi-Fi.
It's okay.
Might just leave it. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Have a great week.
See you, man. Oh, we're going for sure.
We will.
How's the new job? Yeah?
So far, I'm going to start with
a Band-Aid reporter. Uh-huh, nice. Terrifying. Yeah, that'll fill your head with awful thoughts.
No, just made me realize that I was actually a victim of child abuse.
That'll do it too, yeah. Give you some words for something, huh?
Yeah,
because
I was like,
Man, that's probably been pretty stressful the last couple of days.
Yeah, because it made me look back on a lot of stuff. Which is why when I was working the other day at the school, I was able to pinpoint students who had problems.
No, that's kind of the way it works. Your pain is your secret weapon.
Yeah, that kind of sucks that I'm having to use it, but it's pretty helpful.
But on some level, I'm not saying it's a good thing that happened to you, but I am saying that because it's not, it's a tragedy. It's not supposed to be that way. And I'm sorry you went through that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that with your wisdom, you're there to help kids who might not have help if somebody else was in your place.
Yeah, because I had to kind of like explain a family situation to the nurse because she wasn't really comprehending the family dynamic, and I had to break it down. Although I thank God I didn't grow up in a family of addicts, but I did have an auntie that was addicted to drugs, so I kind of understood what she was doing. That part, I would say that probably takes some time.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. You don't talk to JB about it?
Who's JB?
Jimbo.
Oh. Wait.
You need help paying for it, we'll cover you. So if you're interested in something like that, let me know or let him know.
Malcolm.
Yeah. Because I'm still like under stress right now. I'm trying to cat back here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know.
Takes all kinds, Sandy.
Yeah.
But seriously, be in touch with me if that's something you're interested about doing, and we'll figure out a way to make it happen. Okay? He'll tell you how to sort it out. Yep. Yeah. But we'll sort out payment. So, I swear.
Thank you.
Yep. Sounded good up there, Madison.
Don't step on your brother.
This row had an accident. destroyed, fell apart completely.
Yeah, look at that.
This nightmare.
Thanks, bro.
Is that your rug?
Yes.
I've got tears written all over. This is a nightmare.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Glad to help. You guys are vacating this week?
Cancun, baby. It's going to be fun. Starting now, to be honest, but...
What?
Starting now, to be honest with you. I should have a little champagne in here.
Well, hopefully,
we're out of grape juice,
is that right?
Yeah,
grape juice
and another box of wine.
Okay.
Almost ran out of bread today. I was being too liberal.
Dude, I like it to feel like a meal.
I know, man. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, too. We might be at, three. I might need three at a time. We gotta wait until Dad and go all the way out and come back.
I told them to meet us at the bed at 12:30. I'm like, kind of want to make my Target run now. To get like the little things that I don't have. I made a list last night for like travel items.
A Walgreens run or a Target run?
It's a Target run because I need a bra.
Okay.
Which will not take long.
What are you asking for me?
Well, I'm just like, depending on the timing on it, I'm like, well, if I get changed and go, like... I take the kids back.
Okay, go do that, and then I'll get around.
Great. Keep me posted.
Hey, how are you?
But not
yeah, you go now. Do that quickly.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to leave the kids at home. Cool. So, I did the mandate.
It will be fine. I'm gonna be home as soon as I'll be home in less than 10 minutes. So to give you a head start, go.
See if that.
You're gonna be fine. Don't worry. Quit worrying.
Great
timing. Sure. Thank you much. Moral of the story, be like Lizzo.
It was my biggest takeaway.
In a very limited context. Very limited context. Be able to laugh at yourself like Lizzo, maybe. That's the extent of your imitation of Lizzo. See y'all. Walter, is this yours, man?
Yeah.
Book?
Yeah.
You already got one? Okay.
Where's your book?